Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This devotional is titled, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. John 14, 1 through 3 provides the prescription from Jesus for a troubled heart. The context is the night before Christ's crucifixion. Jesus has just shared some troubling things, very troubling things, with the disciples in chapter 13. He shared that one of them was about to betray him, and that Peter, the outspoken leader, was about to deny him. These were troublesome words. But on top of that, Jesus told them that he was about to leave them, and that for now, they couldn't follow him where he was going. It is in that context that Jesus said, Let not your heart be troubled. John 14, 1. When it seems like our entire world is falling apart, Jesus steps into our circle and says, Let not your heart be troubled. The antidote for a troubled heart is seen in what Jesus went on to say. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus was instructing them to believe in him in the same way they believed in God the Father. They believed in God the Sovereign Father, but they were now to believe in Jesus in the same way. They believed God is able to bring his word to pass. Likewise, they should put total confidence in Christ's words. The same faith applied to God the Father is to be applied to Jesus, because he is equally God, along with God the Father and God the Spirit. Such faith trusts in the promises of Jesus as being from God himself. Such trust is the answer to a troubled heart. Jesus went on to say, John 14, 2 and 3, In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. The cure for a troubled heart ultimately rests beyond the things of this life. It rests in the reality of a heavenly home in Father's house. In the Father's house are many mansions, which is more literally many dwelling places. Christ promised to go and prepare a special dwelling place for each of his own. Note it well, I go to prepare a place for you. This is a custom-made place. It is custom-made and fitted by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. For all eternity, each believer will have their own special prepared place. We are all going to be living in Father's house, but within the context of this big house are many specially prepared dwelling places. The picture is that we all live in the same house, and yet there are different quarters within the house, all prepared for us by Jesus. No matter what happens in this life, if we know Jesus, we have an eternal home prepared for us by him. Let not your heart be troubled. When the things that matter for all eternity are settled, your heart can rest. All is well that ends well. The best is yet to be. Believe in Jesus. Believe in what he promised. Furthermore, Jesus promised that one day he will come again and receive us to himself so that we may be where he is. This is what heaven is all about. It's about the presence of Jesus. Not only a place, but a person. A person and a place. We're going to be with him forever. We're going to live with Jesus in the context of Father's house, in the context of a special prepared place. The whole of creation testifies to the glory of God. Can you imagine how beautiful this special prepared place must be? I don't think we'll ever get over it. We will worship with thanksgiving for all eternity. Jesus then went on to say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And then a few verses later, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 14, 27. In context, the reason Jesus could leave his peace with us was because of the cross. We know Christ's peace by way of the cross. We know Christ's peace because of his person as God and because of his finished work on the cross as our Savior. This peace is not found in circumstances, as the world gives, but rather transcends circumstances and is found in Jesus alone. It transcends this life and gives us a home in heaven for all eternity. You can rest your head on this eternal pillow, for it comes from the lips of Jesus. Romans 5, 8, and 9, God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people, namely those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hell is a prepared place for an unprepared people. Actually, Matthew 5:41 speaks of everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. But tragically, unsaved people will share in this fate. Settle it once and for all. Come to Jesus. Come with a repentant heart, acknowledging your sin. Come accepting Jesus as your Savior, who died for all your sins and rose again as Lord God Almighty. The only cure for a troubled heart in this troubled world is Jesus, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 16:33, Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Lord, we thank you for who you are. You are the Prince of Peace, and peace is found only in you. And you tell your own, "Let not your heart be troubled." Lord, you have a special prepared place for each one of your own. And one day you are going to come and receive us to yourself, and we're going to live with you forever. Our hope is not in this world. The world does not hold the answer to a troubled heart. You are the answer. You are our peace. And we thank you for your cross. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through you, Lord Jesus. And so we want to say thank you for the antidote, the cure for a troubled heart, which is you, which is your promises, the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us with your peace today. We thank you for your goodness. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.